the issues were different. Is
there an end result of the government's position that no computer program is patentable?
Well, the...
That isn't...
The programs themselves would not
this
be patentable.
This court has, so far said that it wasn't holding that. But your result sounds like you suggest that should be the
We refer to the prior art here, the Gould and Davis patent referred to on pages 8 and 9 of our brief in this case. Those patents described a similar process to the one claimed here, and as we mentioned on page 9, suggested using a computer device to determine the state of cure. That was a novel process on which a patent was issued. And there are many novel processes involving the use of computers on which patents do issue and patents can be valid. We're not saying that the use of a computer in a process means that the process is not a patentable process under 101.
I understand that, but you're now answering a different question than I asked you.
Well, the computer program itself would not be patentable.
Nor any other computer program you can think of.
For a digital computer, that is correct, because it involves a sequence of mathematical steps.
Whether it was described as a machine patent or a process patent.
Whether the program was described either way, that is correct, Mr. Justice. Computer machines are patentable, novel machines. And indeed, the Coulter machine in the preceding case was patented and is the basis for the Honeywell computer that's being manufactured. The question is whether adding a program to it results in another patentable machine, which in effect would extend the life of the patent as we see it. I don't want to argue the preceding case. But we're not taking the position that either processes or machines are not patentable simply because computers are involved. That's a distortion of our position that's raised by some of the amicus briefs. It obviously is not our position.